"What nonsense," Hal muttered, putting the loop of keys down on the table. The Baudelaires looked at one another, and then at the keys, as Mattathias continued his announcement.
"Also," the speaker said, "if anyone in the hospital has any valuables of any kind, please bring them to the Human Resources Office for safekeeping. Thank you."
"My eyeglasses are somewhat valuable," Hal said, taking them off. "But I'm not going to bring them to the Human Resources Office. I might not ever see them again."
"That's probably true," Violet said, shaking her head at Mattathias's audacity, a word which here means attempt to steal valuables from hospital employees, in addition to snatching the Baudelaire fortune.
"Besides," Hal said, smiling at the children and reaching for his coat, "nobody's going to steal anything from me. You three are the only people I see at the hospital, and I trust you absolutely. Now, where did I put my keys?"
"Here they are," Violet said, and the quiver in her stomach got worse. She held up her hair ribbon, which had been tied into a circle to look like a loop of string. Hanging from the ribbon was a long row of paper clips, which Sunny had fashioned into different shapes with her teeth when Hal wasn't looking. The result looked something like Hal's loop of keys, the way a horse looks something like a cow, or a woman in a green dress looks something like a pine tree, but there was no way anyone would look at Violet's hair ribbon full of chewed-up paper clips and think it was a ring of keys. Unless, of course, their eyesight was not what it used to be. The three children waited as Hal squinted at what Violet was holding.
"Those are my keys," Hal said doubtfully. "I thought I put them down on the table."
"Oh, no," Klaus said quickly, standing in front of the table so Hal wouldn't catch a glimpse of his real keys. "Violet has them." "Here," Violet said, moving them back and forth, so they would be even harder to squint at. "Why don't I put them in your coat pocket for you?"
"Thank you," Hal said, as Violet dropped them into his overcoat pocket. He looked at the Baudelaires, his tiny eyes shining with gratitude. "That's another way you three have helped me. My eyesight's not what it used to be, you know, so I'm glad I can rely on such good volunteers. Well, good night, children. I'll see you tomorrow."
"Good night, Hal," Klaus replied. "We're just going to have one last piece of fruit here in the anteroom."
"Don't spoil your dinner," Hal said. "It's supposed to be a very cold evening, so I bet your parents have cooked up a nice hot meal."
Hal smiled and shut the door behind him, leaving the children alone with the real keys to the Library of Records and the quivery feeling still in their stomachs. "Someday," Violet said quietly, "we'll apologize to Hal for playing a trick on him and explain why we had to break the rules. This wasn't a nice thing to do, even though it was necessary." "And we'll return to the Last Chance General Store," Klaus said, "and explain to the shopkeeper why we had to run away."
"Twisp,"
Sunny said firmly, which meant, "but not until we get a hold of the file, solve all these mysteries, and prove our innocence." "You're right, Sunny," Violet said with a sigh. "Let's get started. Klaus, see if you can find the right key for the library door." Klaus nodded and carried Hal's keys over to the door.